I don't know how much more I can bear. The load is heavy. It's crushing our backs. Those over us, those fat cats, those who look to make their lives easy by making ours excruciating, they mock us. They ridicule us. Their words are sharp and hateful, and they work. They put us through back-breaking work. Send mercy, O Lord. Have you ever been in that place? Well, welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Psalm 123, verse 1 says, "To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens." Our psalm of ascent begins in a way that can be perceived as very serene. In fact, if you Google Psalm 123, verse 1, you will see pictures of beautiful sunsets, green pastures, people standing on a peaceful seashore or a glorious mountaintop, arms outstretched, soaking in the rays of a warm sun on their smiling faces. And that can make us think that Psalm 123, verse 1 is a psalm of peace and contentment, but it's not. It's a song of pain. This person is having to lift their head and eyes because they've been looking down. They've been depressed and distressed. This is a face stained with tears and dirt and the grime of life. This person is close to defeat, and they're looking for some type of relief, so they wearily lift their head. They lift their eyes, not in pride or joy or victory, but in desperation, in search of comfort. And we know this because of verses 3 and 4. It's repeated, "Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy, for we have had more than enough of contempt." Mercy is not a request to get something. It's a request to be released from something. So picture a wrestler who's been put in a hold that is causing unspeakable pain, and they tap the mat, not so that someone can bring them some Gatorade, but so that the referee will intervene and stop the match and release them from the pain. They are looking for mercy, for relief. And so too is this person. And notice where they look. They look to a higher throne. You who are in the heavens. They are being oppressed underneath a throne of terror and contempt on earth, but they lift their eyes to a higher throne. So catch that image. Enthroned in the heavens. There is a throne. There is an authority, a king, a ruler that is higher than any and every authority on this earth. And the believer has access to that throne. Whatever oppression you are under, there is a higher court of appeals to whom we can look. As you pray today, please remember Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Kodakoli Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Togo, Benin, and Ghana.